And as you move up into executive level positions, your brand becomes even more important. And the reason why is because as you build your brand, you become known for a thing and you become an expert, a known expert in that industry. You become the go-to person in that industry and you are discoverable for your knowledge in that industry and the wisdom you bring behind your consultations.
I'm Dr. Grace Lee, and you're listening to the Career Revisionist Podcast for executives, team leaders, people managers, and ambitious professionals from all backgrounds. It's for those among us who can't stay stagnant and admire anyone who demonstrates exponential growth. We challenge ourselves to step out of our comfort zone and into higher levels of leadership, and we are determined to rise confidently in our industry so that we can make our greatest contribution using our knowledge and expertise. We have worked hard to become great at what we do, but only so we can achieve the goals that give our lives meaning and purpose. And while we persevere through a college education to get us here with our technical skills, we understand that to get to the next level where we desire to be, it requires a different kind of skills. And we're not comfortable with failure because we experience satisfaction when we are advancing. And while some of us work well under pressure, all of us perform the best when we are part of a winning team. And instead of just hoping to achieve what's important to us, we choose to become a more optimized version of ourselves to make it happen. We're not just A players, we are A plus players, and we are the source of consistent output that makes positive advancements in the world around us.
You are the representation of your brand. You are the manifestation of your brand. You are the expression of your brand. So the key is in your name. Are you Team Coke or Team Pepsi? Comment below. When I was growing up, there was a taste test between Pepsi versus Coke, a blindfolded taste test to choose which one is their preference. And since then, these two brands have become one of the most globally recognized brands in the world. And since then, I have been contemplating the question, well, can brands only be applied to objects like these, or can they be applied to people as well? And that's what I want to talk about with you in this video is how do you build your professional brand? And what is your professional brand? And how can you ensure that your professional brand is known as well and discoverable? So that's what I want to talk about in this video. And there are two principles to achieve the professional brand that you want to put out there in the world. So what is your professional brand? Right? Your professional brand is an expression of your anointment through your purpose. And if your brand is a strong brand, there is congruency between who you are and the way that it is perceived by people who work with you and by individuals who interact with you. So then have you ever thought to yourself, well, what makes certain brands a premium brand? What makes certain brands trustworthy? What makes certain brands more recognizable than others? And yes, the brands generally, society talks about brands with respect to physical objects. But it is also true with individuals. Have you ever thought to yourself, well, name a person. A person is known for this. A person is known for that. For example, John Maxwell is known for leadership, and that's his professional brand. There is Jeff Bezos, who is known in the e-commerce space, and he is known in business, building great businesses, international businesses, and that is his brand. Elon Musk is very known for Tesla, and then SpaceX, and then Hyperloop, and then Twitter. So he's very known as a disruptor, a polymath, and those are their professional brands. So the question becomes, how do you build yours? And how can you ensure the trustworthiness of your brand, but more importantly, the congruence that your brand says out into the world about who you are and your anointment through your purpose? So as you begin your career journey, you start out in your career journey figuring out what is my purpose, that anointment I spoke about earlier, and what is the direction I want to take my career path. And then we go to school, we gain knowledge and expertise, we learn on the job as well, we read widely in that knowledge space, we build our knowledge base, and we start to develop skills. And then later on, we become the leader of that industry. We become managers as well, managers of managers, and we become executives in that field. And so as your career progression unfolds in front of you, and as you move up into executive level positions, your brand becomes even more important. And the reason why is because as you build your brand, you become known for a thing and you become an expert, a known expert in that industry. You become the go-to person in that industry and you are discoverable for your knowledge in that industry and the wisdom you bring behind your consultations, the wisdom behind your leadership as well. And so as you become an executive, it is more important to be able to develop your professional brand and to understand how does my brand become more premium? How can I demand more money when it comes to my brand? And how can I ensure that when people see my brand, that they perceive my brand the way I want them to perceive it? Right? So the key of those questions that I posed earlier, the key is in your name. Your name is your brand, especially if you are the individual that is your purpose. You are the representation of your brand. You are the manifestation of your brand. You are the expression of your brand. So the key is in your name. If you think about it, for example, Rolex. Rolex watches have a name behind them. When you hear Rolex, you know it's going to be quality. You know that it's not going to be cheap, because if you are a premium brand, they don't expect you to be cheap. And if you hear the name Rolex, they expect also phenomenal service. If you ever bought a Rolex watch, the service that they provided it is phenomenal. It is recognizable. So your name is behind your brand, and that is the key. So from your name, there are two key principles to build that premium brand, that recognizable brand. So let's talk about each one in turn. Principle number one, congruency creates conviction. Congruency. Let's talk about congruency. Congruency means that you are the same inside and out. In other words, I will do what I will say I do. It's not about do as I say. It is do as I do. Because when I say I will do it, my word is my bond. My word became my flesh. So congruency, that type of congruency, creates conviction. When you have congruency within and without, this is where you can trust the own words that are coming out of your mouth. You can trust yourself in setting goals and being convicted to achieve them. You can trust yourself when it comes to, this is where I see my career direction, and I'm going to be convicted and committed to make those come to fruition. And when you can trust yourself in those words, others can trust you as well. And you're convicted that when you speak, that your handshake is as good as gold. So the congruency creates conviction. So this goes well throughout all areas of your life. When have you said you would do something and you didn't? When have you told yourself you were going to do something, but there was other priorities standing in the way? For example, have you ever worked hard on your job, but didn't work so hard on yourself? Wait, working hard on the job is one thing, but when it comes to building a professional brand, it is important to work just as hard on yourself as it is that you work hard on your skill sets. Just as you work hard on building your knowledge base, it is just as important to work hard on growing yourself. And when you build your name is your brand. Your name represents you, and it represents your personal story as well. Your personal story of experiences, your personal stories of triumphs and challenges as well, and exactly how you rose above those challenges, and exactly how you speak about those challenges as well, and how you speak about the things that have challenged you to become the person you are today. And that your brand represents all of those stages of growth and those stages of conviction and those stages of how you became congruent with what you say your brand is and exactly how people perceive your brand as one in the same. Principle number two, concierge creates confidence. Concierge service. How can you create a concierge service to your team? How can you create a concierge service to your higher ups, to your managers, to the people that depend on you, your stakeholders, or your clients? That concierge service is to build the trustworthiness of your brand. If you think about it, let's go back to Rolex. Rolex has a concierge service. When you walk into the store, from the moment you walk in to the moment you walk out, they are waiting on you. They are trying to understand you. They are making you feel welcome. They're making you feel understood. They are open to hearing from you. They're there for you. Every beck and call. If you have a Rolex and you go back to repair it, same thing. They provide a concierge service. So what is your concierge service that you can provide based on your knowledge and your expertise, based on the wisdom that you can bring forth? But more importantly, how can your concierge service be completely aligned with who you are and the value system that makes up the congruency between outside and inside? So that is principle number two. Is concierge creates confidence. When you provide that level of concierge service, others can begin to have confidence in you that you will provide the best. And when you are the best, they don't expect you to be the cheapest. And bonus, I have a bonus principle as well. Principle number three, the bonus is that commitment creates currency. Your brand has a currency behind it. All brands do. Certain brands are premium brands that can demand more money. You want to become a premium brand. You want to become an executive who can demand more pay. So your commitment creates currency, the currency in which you want to have that fair exchange. So what is the commitment? The commitment is key. The commitment is to spend just as much time working on yourself that you do working in your job. How can you make that commitment to yourself right now? So when it comes to commitment, create currency, this goes right back to the first and second principles as well, to building your professional brand.